Proclamation number 8642 of 12th of October, 1963. Received after debate on intercession, speaking in tongues. You always only need to request a light from me, and I will also enlighten you, because it is my will that you walk in fullest truth, who are to serve me as bearers of light and truth. Believe me that only from me the right truth can flow towards you, and therefore always only firmly hold on to me, who am eternal truth. Again and again I emphasize that the whole of mankind walks along in darkness, that error has crept in and taken root everywhere, and that men can only free themselves with difficulty because they are too deeply entangled in error. Everywhere I want to light the light of truth where only men are willing to serve me and to live in my will. But who does not completely free himself from adopted spiritual good, who is not able to break away from error and therefore cannot, because the desire for the soul truth out of me does not fill him to such an extent that he would recognize what contradicts this my truth. He will also inwardly resist when pure truth out of me is offered to him. For in the course of time you humans have erected an edifice of faith for yourselves which has many flaws, and you do not recognize them because there is a certain spiritual arrogance in you which prevents you from deeply and humbly asking for pure truth. And even if I let a bearer of truth step into your path who can give you enlightenment, you try to impose your misguided spiritual knowledge on him again and don't recognize his mission. And again you believe to be of service to me. But I instruct my bearers of light to spread the spiritual knowledge which they received from me myself and not to accept anything which deviates from it, because the teaching which contradicts it can never have originated from me. And you represent a false doctrine, which you try to prevent people from interceding for the souls of the deceased. Let it be said to you that you mislead people and prevent them from carrying out a work of love if you only impose the slightest restriction on them and their intercession for poor souls. I truly do not contradict myself, and I will not impart this teaching to one another to another. And if you believe that you have to take the Book of the Books, Fathers, as your guide, then I will tell you that you misunderstand many things, that your interpretation does not always correspond to the truth, that you have adopted concepts which completely deviate from the truth. I want to tell you that you cannot gain much spiritually as long as you do not fully stand in truth, even if you believe to be called to unusual work. Fullest truth is basic condition for beneficial work among men. And you do not yet possess this as long as you spread such opinions, which contradict my love and wisdom. As long as you find yourselves in situations which you pretend to be, which are likewise no signs of divine activity, which never give light but only confuse, for your God and Father will not express himself to you humans in such a way that you cannot understand him. Instead you first have to unravel it, and this is again only your own intellectual knowledge but never my word. Do not impute such work to me for you, which neither testifies to my love nor my wisdom, but know that I will always express myself so that everyone can understand me and feels addressed by me. People are not to be plunged into even greater confusion, for the darkness is already deep enough than that it should still be intensified. And when I bring you together with bearers of light, then accept the light and seriously consider what you are well able to give, you who still make use of such outer forms, because you do not know what is to be understood by spiritual gifts, because you adopted customs, which are senseless and have no value at all for the maturing of the souls of those who listen to you, speaking in tongues. All abilities shall certainly be revived in you, which you had given away through your sinfall. But then you must first recognize the one truth, and then you will not spread false doctrines. You will not demand of men the opposite of that which I myself demand of them, that they take care of the deceased in love, that they give power through their intercession to the souls, which are completely powerless and depend on help on the part of men and the light bangs in the kingdom on the other side. As long as you spread such false doctrine, you yourselves have not yet penetrated into truth and therefore can also not teach your fellow men. But I still seek to guide the light of truth everywhere, and I will also provide my light bearers at any time with the power to pass on this light. I will do everything to take action against error, because error can never have a beneficial effect, because it is a means of my opponent, who will fight against truth until the end. But truth will be victorious, for I am truth myself, and the light of truth will shine brightly into the darkness. It will make my adversary's activity visible, it will expose and refute every misguided teaching, and the truth will enlighten every person of good will. Amen.